Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play new music from Rihanna. We also take a look at how the American president gets where he needs to go. But first, we tell about the personal Bible of America's third president, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson is mainly known as the author of America's Declaration of Independence, and later the nation's third president. In recent years, he received fresh attention after genetic evidence suggested that he fathered children with his slave, Sally Hemings. Now, Jefferson is back in the public eye. An 800-page book by John Meacham has just been published, called Thomas Jefferson, The Art of Power. And earlier this year, the National Museum of American History in Washington had an exhibition of Jefferson's Bible. As Steve Ember tells us, this was his own version of the Christian Bible.
Most people do not know about this side of Jefferson, his interest in studying morals, religion, and how people live their lives. He began creating his own Bible when he was 77 years old. He actually cut out sections from several printed volumes of the Gospels of the New Testament. He chose passages in four languages, English, Greek, Latin, and French, and pasted them into his new book. But he changed their order. So why would Thomas Jefferson have wanted to edit the story of Jesus' life? Harry Rubinstein from the Smithsonian Institution organized the exhibit that included all of the Bibles Jefferson used and the one he created.
And the focus is really on just the teachings. He's trying to get to as close as possible the words, the actual words of Jesus.
Jefferson believed that Jesus' life provided the best collection of morals and ethics ever offered. But he wanted to remove everything from the Bible that he believed could not be explained by reason. So, in Jefferson's Bible, Jesus is not the Son of God. There was nothing divine or special about his birth. And there were no miracles, like walking on water or making someone see who had been blind. Jefferson was not alone in questioning traditional beliefs in the years leading up to the American Revolution against British rule. Harry Rubinstein says the colonists were questioning the rights of kings and parliaments and the role of a state religion.
But this idea of challenging and questioning principles is a healthy endeavor that I think is one of the things that people look to America as an example of.
Jefferson, however, never published his Bible. He believed religion was a private and personal matter. He strongly believed that there should be no official religion in the United States.
Jefferson is an early proponent of freedom of religion and the separation of church and state. He does this not because he is anti-religious, but in fact he believes that if the state doesn't control religion, you will have a greater flourishing of religious philosophy.
The Bible remained in his family until the Smithsonian's librarian bought it from Jefferson's great-granddaughter in 1895. A new edition was printed in 1904. For about 50 years, every new member of Congress received a copy of Jefferson's Bible. The original from the 1700s was in poor condition, So a team of experts at the National Museum of American History carefully repaired and photographed every page. Allison Mackey of California was one of the people who visited the exhibit of Jefferson's Bible.
I didn't know that he's a genius of a man, but it was surprising to see that he put it in four languages on the one page. That was pretty cool.
We got an email this week from Burma. Komaji wants to know about the transportation and security for the President of the United States. When President Obama has to fly somewhere, the Air Force normally provides the ride. When the President is in an Air Force plane, it is called Air Force One. The name is a radio call sign. An Air Force website says the call sign Air Force One was first used in the 1950s. But the President usually flies on one of two specially designed planes. The two Boeing 747 planes are very famous. The words United States of America are painted on the side of both planes. There are also images of the American flag and the presidential seal. Air Force One has even been the subject of a movie of the same name. Harrison Ford starred in this 1997 action film in which terrorists try to hijack the president's airplane.
Where's my family? They took him to another part of the plane. We haven't seen him since.
They've got weapons now. We should try to retake the plane.
Not while they've got Grace and Alice. I can't take that chance.
What about trying to disable a plane and force them to land?
I tried to do that. I've dumped some fuel. Now they're going to refuel us in midair.
The Presidential Airlift Group is responsible for the operation and care of the two Boeings. The planes can fly halfway around the world without refueling. But even if they do need more fuel, they do not have to land to get it. The Air Force will send up other planes loaded with fuel for Air Force One. The plane can be refueled while in flight. The presidential planes are very big. Each has more than 370 square meters of space on three levels. The president has a large office, conference room, and living area. There are also two kitchens that can prepare meals for large groups. And there is a room for medical treatment, even surgery. A doctor travels on all the president's flights. The planes are kept at Andrews Air Force Base near Washington. Sometimes the president's air travel does not require a big plane. This is when the Marine Corps steps in. It provides helicopter flights for the president. Can you guess the name of a Marine Corps helicopter when the president is a passenger? Yes, Marine One. When the Marine Corps is flying the president, several other helicopters fly nearby. This helps protect the president's helicopter from possible attack. The Marine Corps makes local travel pretty simple for the president. It picks him up and drops him off right on the grounds of the White House. The president also has an armored limousine for local road travel. The armored vehicle has been nicknamed the Beast. For longer road trips, the president has armored black buses that are called Ground Force One when the president is on board. However he travels, the president of the United States never leaves home without guards. We will tell about the president's protectors, the Secret Service, next week.
Tomorrow, way too far away, and we can't get back yesterday. But we young right now, we got right now, so get up right now, 'cause all we got is right now.
Tomorrow, way too far away. This week, the singer Rihanna released her 7th album in 7 years. Unapologetic came out Monday. The next day, Rihanna held the last show of her 777 tour, in which she performed 7 shows in 7 countries in 7 days. Faith Lapidus has more on the singer and her new record.
Unapologetic has already made history. The single Diamonds rose to the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100. The 24-year-old Barbadian singer has now tied Madonna and the Supremes in number of top songs on the chart. Only the Beatles, Mariah Carey, and Michael Jackson have had more number one singles.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would be from one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of something. I saw the life inside.
So shine bright tonight. You and I were beautiful.
Unapologetic has a very personal quality. Rihanna performs the song Nobody's Business with her former boyfriend, rapper Chris Brown. Several years ago, Brown was found guilty of beating Rihanna. Some critics say the song sends a bad message to abused women.
You'll always be mine, sing it to the world, always be my boy. I'll always be your girl. Nobody been there. Ain't nobody been there. Ain't nobody been there. But mine and my baby. Mine and my baby. But mine and my baby. But mine and my baby.
Unapologetic includes songs with clear disco and techno music influences. However, songs like Stay also have a much stronger rhythm and blues sound than Rihanna's past records.
All along there was a fever. A cold sweat, hot-headed believer. I threw my hands in the air and said, show me something. He said, if you dare, come a little closer. Round and around and around and around we go. Oh, now tell me now, tell me now, tell me now. I want you to stay.